زن،
وومن،
زندگی،
لایف،
آزادی،
فریدم.
The Persian and the Poet.
زن زندگی آزادی.
زن زندگی آزادی.
Hair in wind, free of scarf, men in power, crush the flower. Stick to skull, skull to wall, girl on floor, blood in brain. Say her name, say her name.
Mahsa Amini, Mahsa Amini, Mahsa Amini. مهسا، مهسا امینی، مهسا امینی، مهسا امینی، مهسا امینی.
This is the Persian and the Poet. Of course, Ramak Bamzar is the Persian. I am Cameron Simmons, the Poet. And we're particularly looking at what's happening in Iran at the moment. Maybe before we come to the poetry, can I just ask you a couple of questions?
Yeah, sure.
What's happening sort of just as a broad overview in Iran at the moment?
Yeah, for those one, especially in Australia, if you still you don't know what's happening in Iran right now, it started with a girl, which she became really symbolic in Iranian culture, but her name was Mahsa Amini. And Mahsa actually get arrested by morality police.
Morality police
in September. And because she hasn't had a proper hijab, she had a scarf, not proper. And then they took her to kind of like they arrested her and then they beat her really badly. And in the end, we realized that she passed away because she had a brain injury. And, you know, she passed away and everything started from that point.
So basically it was just the sheer injustice of this woman being beaten and dying for really not wearing her hijab correctly. But, I mean, and that seemed to just set forward a whole mass of protests right across Iran and right across the world. But, I mean, was that... I mean, I see that as just the final straw. You know, the straw that broke the camel's back, the one final thing. Why do you think it just blew up into something so massive now?
So, you know, I've been in Iran. I lived in Iran for 30 years. So I'm pretty familiar with, you know, almost everything. And like all of Iranian women, I suffered from, you know, inequality. And gender inequality always was the really big and main thing in Iran. But to me, in my understanding, as a normal person who lived there, you know, I'm not political, but I should say that, you know, people, as Iranian, we say we are not politician, we are not in politic, but we all in politic because we grew up with politic in Iran and, you know, our life is kind of embraced with politic. And what I see this movement, this revolution, I call it revolution, women, life, freedom, revolution, is about, as you know, is obvious, is about freedom. And it's started with mandatory hijab, but the issue, it's not mandatory hijab. To me, our Iranian relationship with the government is such a, we have been in such an abusive relationship. That's actually the best thing I can explain it. And I get it from my sister. I had a good chat and it came from her. I'm going to give a credit for...
You mean the metaphor?
The metaphor of having the... you know, this relationship with government. And during that relationship, you know, I can't totally understand because, you know, when you are in the abusive relationship, you don't know what happened. You think it's everything normal. You give a chance, you give a chance. But you get to the point, you realize that this is about my dignity. This is about... is more than that, is abusive relationship, is emotionally abusive relationship, and you don't want to be in that situation. That's why all of Iranians all around the world, they just reunited, and that's a beautiful thing. I realized that as a person living in Australia, in Melbourne, and that reunited was such a beautiful, inspiring thing. And we all fight for one thing: freedom, dignity, and human rights. That's what we're talking about, and that's brave women and men in Iran fighting for at the moment, at this moment we're talking about that.
So, one, you did use the word revolution there. Now, Iran had its massive revolution in 1979. I mean, is this genuinely a revolution? Is this going to be the same thing, or is it a different type of revolution? I mean, or is it even a revolution yet? You know.
Yeah, you know, as I said, you know, I can't tell you is it. I think for me it's a revolution, because you know the way we stand up for our dignity, our freedom, our you know, human rights, all of those things stolen from us for such a really long time. You know, I belong to the generation. You know, I was born in Tehran in 1980, and it was straight away after revolution, and after that we had war. Our generation basically grew up with this brainwashed. The, this dictatorship government tried to brainwash all, and they did a good job, because you know our generation mostly they came out of Iran because we couldn't understand it, we couldn't understand it, and we just like, and we couldn't fight for it, you know. It because you know I'm so happy, probably my Australian friends, they haven't been in this situation, and I had a chat with so many people, they haven't, you know, you have to experience it, you should go through that, you know, pressure, discrimination, to realize that how hard is that to living, have a life like that, and you know, you don't have access to the basic things like as a human, you know, and so my generation mostly they came out of Iran, of course not all of them, and this is the new generation who they to me is they living in the post internet time, and they try to, you know, they stand up, they so brave. And
so you're saying this younger generation that is in Iran, I mean, they've been exposed to things through the internet, through other media, so they get an idea of actually the world is different out there, and there are different ways of living, whereas you weren't able to experience that as much because of the internet.
Yeah, absolutely, like that, you know, it doesn't mean we didn't know that how, you know, shit is that we're living in, but it was just like maybe the, you know, maybe the way we grow up, we always been in the really like kind of stress and tension. So I think the way personally in my experience, like we haven't been, or we didn't get to this stage. And at the same time, I strongly believe Iranian people, they're so patient. We are really patient people. We give chance, but this is the end of the story. And I'm going to mention this as well because, you know, to be honest, for the, such a really long time, I was ashamed of my nationality, not because of Iran, because of the government, because of the how they represent us in the world. You know, the representation was really bad. That was embarrassing. But today I'm sitting here and I'm so bravely, so proud to be an Iranian and to be a tiny little voice of those people in Iran, those brave women and men. They are fighting for their dignity. This is, I think, massive thing in 21st century.
So let me ask you a question on that. So I know really in your identity you see yourself as an artist, but all that's happened in the last month, you know, I feel like I've seen a different person emerge from you. Or is it maybe not a different person? I mean, I see you struggling with that identity of artist versus activist. How do you reconcile artist and activist?
You know, I think it's always been in me. You know, as I said, when you grow up in that kind of environment and culture, like, you know, your work is become more like activist. You know, you always want to say something, to say the story, like, you know, the sufferness, the experience you had, and share it with others, because that's part of your identity. And the part is really like massively impact on you. So to I think for me as a person, like if I consider myself as an artist, I've been working in this kind of project for such a really long time. But when it came, when this movement started and we, it gets to that point, I call it revolution. It, to me, it was a responsibility. I feel so responsible because I know myself. If I was there in Tehran, I was in the street. I wasn't staying at home. So this is my responsibility to do something to, you know, I think it doesn't matter how powerful you are. Good on those people. They have power. They have more audience. But to me, still, I have power with my art. My, as I say, as I always saying, my art, my camera is my weapon probably. And this gives me that relief to create something, to express those feelings, to, you know, give awareness, especially in Australia. We live in Australia, which is, you know, Australia is a big country. At the same time, it's a kind of island. We are far from everywhere in the world. And I wish people, they had more awareness, you know, more conscious about what's happening around them in the world. But, you know, I think I feel responsible to give people awareness. And now we see that actually in Melbourne, in Australian society, like people, they more know about Middle East. They joined the protest in Melbourne and other cities in Australia. And that's a really great and beautiful thing. But it happened because we had, you know, we reunited because we became a body, all of Iranians. And I think that's so inspiring and beautiful.
Well, yeah. So on that point, I know that you, like the first protest we went to, you said you were just amazed at the different groups of Persians that came together, that because, you know, Persia has, well, not Persia, Iran has different tribes and even like, you know, people who are strongly supportive of the Shah and then some who, you know, like they're just really different groups.
Tribes. We have so many tribes in Iran. We have Kurdish, we have Turkish, we have Fars, like. But, you know, we are Iran at the same time. We are Iran and we...
So, and you're saying that you have seen a
absolutely
a coming together.
And the kindness and, you know, that was for me so satisfying. And this couple of you, you know, the crowds, the protests happened in Melbourne and other cities in Australia. We all say the same thing. It's so inspiring. And so, like, you know, we connected together again. And is, I think I see it as the way the government treated us for such a really long time, you know. They treated us, they brainwashed with hate each other, not respect for each other. And this is, we get to this point to, like, say, we are together. I'm a Kurdish woman, I'm a Turkish woman, doesn't matter, whatever, we are Iranians. And we have love for each other, we care about our country, and we can make it happen.
So, I mean, I hear in your passion and your voice there.
Yeah, I get a bit
I hear optimism that you think things are changing and are going to change and they're permanently going to change. Is that what you feel?
I absolutely feel it's going to happen. It takes time. I'm not sure about when it's... But, you know, when people get that connected, you know, as a society, a big society in Iran, inside Iran and outside Iran, we all do something. You know, we actively really doing something in different ways. So that's how the government soon gets to that point to say, you know, they don't have any power because we do it with our heart, with our love to our country, not because of money or anything like that. We just do it to be a voice. We are one body. We reunited again.
All right. So how about we do some poetry?
Yes. And actually, what happened in this episode, Cameron wrote a poem. You know, the everything happened, Cameron, inspired with what happened in Iran. And of course, you know, as a person who never experienced any revolution in his life before. So he's inspired and he wrote a poem about Mahsa Amini. And I tried to translate it. Honestly, to be honest, I couldn't because it was... you will listen to the English version because I didn't want to ruin his beautiful poem. So I didn't do the translation. I'm still working on it. I hope... one day I will be able to do that because it's kind of challenging poem to do it translation in Farsi. Anyway, Cameron is going to share his beautiful poem, which is called Say Her Name.
Hair in wind, free of scarf. Men in power crush the flower. Stick to skull, skull to wall. Girl on floor, blood in brain. Say her name. Say her name.
Mahsa, Mahsa Amini.
Rose on grave.
Mahsa Amini.
Fire on line. Slap from hand. Rose in cheek. Fire in eyes. Fire in street. Thorn in heart. Youth abloom. Rose in hand. Rise for change. Say her name. Say her name.
Mahsa, Mahsa Amini.
Tear in eye.
Mahsa Amini.
Blur of lies. Tear on tongue. Taste of fear. Salt in wound. Sting of hate. Stink of rot. Taste the truth. Hint of spice. Hot on tongue. Say her name.
Mahsa, Mahsa.
Say her name.
Mahsa Amini. Gina, Gina.
Fist in air.
Gina.
Hair in wind. Knife to curls. Hair a flag. Truth a flame. Girls a blaze. Death a spark. Birth of new. Scarf on fire. Burn the ties. Burn the lies. Say her name.
Gina.
Say her name.
Gina. Gina Amini. Gina Amini. Gina Zindagi. Gina Amini. Gina Zindagi. Zan. Zindagi. Azadi.
It was such a beautiful poem by Cameron, but I really appreciated it. So many emotions there, and yeah.
Instead of doing a version of my poem, you chose another poem. So is this a modern poem or a traditional poem?
It's actually a really epic poem.
Oh.
And is from 19th century. Is ادیب الممالک یا محمد حسن فرهانی یکی از شاعرایی بوده که در قرن 19 زندگی می‌کرده و در دوره یعنی اونم در خفقان سیاسی این شعر رو گفته.
So can I just interrupt? So for people listening who are English speakers, give them an idea of are you telling a story? Just give us an idea of what this what they're going to be hearing
about. ادیب الممالک is one of the poets in 19th century and this particular poem of him is really epic and you know in somehow tells the what was our heritage, talking about the heritage and the culture and what we had but what we happened to us and at the moment what's our situation but we still can back to our glory time of Iran and which is I think that's why I found it really related to the situation because I was reading it by myself and I'm like this is beautiful. برخیز شتربانا بربند کجاوه کز چرخ همی گشت عیان رایت کاوه در شاخ شجر برخاست آواز چکاوه و از طول سفر حسرت من گشت علاوه بگذر به شتابندر از رود سماوه در دیده من بنگر در یاچه ساوه افسوس که این مزرعه را آب گرفته دهقان مصیبت زده را خواب گرفته خون دل ما رنگ می ناب گرفته رخسار هنر گونه مهتاب گرفته چشمان خرد پرده ز خوناب گرفته ای واسطه رحمت حق بهر خدا را زین خاک بگردان ره طوفان بلا را. زین پاک زمین مردم ناپاک بدر کن، از کشور جم لشکر زحاک بدر کن، از مغز خرد نشعه تریاک بدر کن، این جوق شغالان را از تاک بدر کن. مرغان بساتین را منقار بریدند، مرغان بساتین را منقار بریدند، اوراق ریاحین را تومار دریدند، گاوان شکم خاره به گلزار چریدند، گرگان زپه یوسف بسیار دویدند، تا عاقبت او را سوی بازار کشیدند، یاران بفروختندش و اغیار خریدند. خاک عرب از مشرق اقصا گذراندیم، و از ناحیه غرب به افریقیه راندیم، دریای شمالی را بر شرق نشاندیم، و از بحر جنوبی به فلک گرد فشاندیم، هند از کف هندو خوتن از ترک ستاندیم، ما ایم که از خاک بر افلاک رساندیم، ما ایم که از پادشاهان باج گرفتیم، زان پس که از ایشان کمر و تاج گرفتیم، دیهیم و سریر از گوهر و آج گرفتیم، اموال و ذخایرشان تاراج گرفتیم، و از پیکرشان دیبه دیباج گرفتیم، ما ایم که از دریا امواج گرفتیم. برخیز شتر بانا، بربند کجاوه، که از چرخ عیان گشت همی رایت کاوه.
That was like so emotional poem, you know. I get goosebumps because
wow.
It's like I'm in the battle.
Wow.
I hope you enjoy it.
Wow. Well, I suppose that was all we'd planned to do.
Mm.
Is there anything else you want to share or say or talk about?
Maybe it's nice if you have time, I'm going to just talk about a little tiny bit about my art and just use this platform to say I'm going to be in Sydney next week for I'm a part of Head On Photo Festival this year, and so I will participate in the panel discussion. It's in 6th of November in Head On Photo Festival Bondi Beach, and I will involve as well, invited for the podcast interview. And you know, it's really lovely if you are in Sydney, join us for those events, because this is a good way to my new series, which called Mustachioed Women and Rhinoplastic Girls, for the first time will exhibited in Sydney. And I'm so grateful for that. And it's so related to what's happening right now, because whole my, I think, photography and art is about the whole, like, this ideology government control and, you know, shape the female's body. And that's my point, how we became, how our body changed with the, you know, the male gaze and their idea. And now I'm so glad, because in this time at the moment, we're going to get rid of that. We're going to reach the freedom. And I'm so glad. But at the same time, if you are in Sydney, that would be lovely. And my work is in Bonus Monash Gallery of Art at the moment, one of my work from this series, if you are around Melbourne. And in the Black Cat Gallery, another work, two works of me is this one, which calls Nika. I made it for Nika. Nika was one of those brave and young teenager girl which passed away. They killed her when she was protesting in the street. And what I'm going to say is all of my art at the moment is about, you know, activist art and give awareness to people. I'm going to just say, you know, مردم ایران هر کی که ما رو میشنوین من قلبن با همه شماها هستم تو خیابون، با شمایی که تو خونه ها نشستین، اون سختی و عذابی که دارین میکشین، و امیدوارم که از دست این سیاهی و پلیدی ما راحت بشیم و راحت خواهیم شد، چون مردم نشون دادن که چقدر قوین، چقدر مقاومن و چقدر شجاعن.
Just what you were saying, that last little bit there.
Yeah, I've just you know, to people in Iran, Iranian people, I'm so proud for this brave Iranian, especially Iranian women. And also, I'm so blessed this movement, which, you know, turned to the revolution, started with woman, life, freedom. And this is such an alternative and modern slogan to say.
Yeah.
And we are in Middle East, you know. We're going to be definitely a first country in Middle East where the women of that country, Iran, they stand up for their dignity. And we're saying no to Islamic Republic. We're saying no to all of pressures. And we stand up for our dignity. This is such an important thing in 21st century. And in 21st century is no place for dictatorship. Is no place for, you know, dictatorship in 21st century. I stand up with all those brave Iranian women and men in the street and outside of Iran who are fighting for dignity.
And I just want to affirm that, you know, you are one of the strong, brave Iranian women, you know. And I know you feel so frustrated. Part of you wants to be there on the street changing things, but I really want to affirm you. You're doing what you can here. You know, you are here. We've got Tsuka, me, my family too. We can't just sort of run away and create a revolution, but you are using your art to make a difference, you know, to tell stories, to connect with people. So, you know, I really do believe you are one of the brave, you know, one of the brave, independent, strong Iranian women. Okay?
Thank you.
So, and I'm just really, the stories that come out of Iran that I keep hearing, I hear through Ramak, I see the Western news doesn't cover a lot, especially some of the smaller stories. There's just so many stories of terrible injustice, insane injustice that we in Australia can hardly even believe. Like, what? How could that even possibly happen? You know, it's so outside our experience. And so, you know, it's been a really, for all the Iranians I know, this last month has been so difficult, you know, it's so stressful. And I've seen the stress in you as well. But also, I've seen you come to a place where, okay, it's happening. It's incredibly stressful, but you've been able to go, all right, what do I do about it? And I think that's what everyone has to do. It is really hard. It is really stressful, but what personally can I do? You know, and you just go, well, you're an artist, create art, you know? So you do what you can, even if you're a long way away.
Yeah. So use any platforms, any skills you have. You know, you don't necessarily need to be an artist. Anything you can. You know, I'm always saying that just use your voice, even if it is a small. These little, tiny, small voices can create and make a big voice. And that then people and the world can hear us. So, yeah, do your best for freedom, for dignity. Don't sit down. I think that's the point, because, as you know, personally for me, I feel so guilty if I sit down and do nothing, you know. And if I know this podcast going to listen later, I'm just gonna say to my non-Iranian friends, because they asking me how we can support and help. You know, I really appreciate you coming to the protest, as a protest to this gathering, Iranian gatherings in Melbourne. And if you have any platform, any platform in any area, just share it and be a voice, which is right now is happening. In past months, the love, the encourage, and the support from non-Iranian people was massive, and I truly appreciate that.
I think we're done, but what do you reckon?
Yeah, no, I think we're done. It was so lovely to just, you know, be with you after a while. And I can't talk about Iran forever, but I know at the same time it can be boring for some people. They are not, you know. Anyway, this is the country I grew up and I born in.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
That's totally, I do understand if you are not drawn to that much. But thank you for joining us. And yeah, I love you all.
You've been listening to The Persian
and the Poet. That's it?
Yeah, that's all.
You are listening to
The Persian and the Poet. Yeah. All right.
Merci ke be ma peyvasti.
Khoda hafez. Zan zendegi azadi.
Zan zendegi azadi.